When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hi everyone.
This is the Anna Munchies midweek podcast exclusive thing. So hope everyone's doing well. It's been super windy over here in LA. Right. I even saw news like some like trees and power lines like falling into people's cars.
Really?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. So yeah, we've been eating. I feel like we're always eating.
Oh, yeah, we did eat a lot this past weekend, actually.
Oh, yeah, we went for, like, because it was Valentine's Day this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Took Haley to, like, Orange County.
Yes.
Surprised her with this cake.
Oh, yeah, from Suzy Cakes. It was, it had birds on it.
So anything with birds is...
Yeah, and it was pink.
And it was pink, yeah, that's right. So you liked it then, right?
Yes.
Basically is what
really
you're saying.
Cute. I was super surprised because... I feel like he can't surprise me.
But I did.
Yeah, because he always ruins it because he's always like, oh, I'll just tell you what it is.
Right. And Suzy Cakes is one of my favorite of like all-time is it a bakery?
Yeah, it's a bakery.
I guess it's a bakery, right? But they're like known for their cupcakes and obviously their cakes.
Yeah.
It's so like, it's always so rich and like moist, their cake. It's super sweet though, so if you don't like super sweet, like frosting
and
icing,
of their buttercream.
Oh, it's so good! Their buttercream, even like the red velvet, like their cream cheese, like stuff. Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah, so he surprised me with that.
We're already we have only a quarter left of the cake.
Yeah,
we're
getting there.
You'll definitely get diabetes if you if you eat like half the cake by yourself in one day.
Well, yeah, that's really why we only get cupcakes usually, or like a slice.
Right. You could buy you could buy cupcakes and you can buy cake slices. That way you don't have to buy the whole cake in case you're craving like a piece of cake.
Right.
And I mean, even like when we just kind of went around and ate.
Yeah, we ate ramen twice.
Oh, we went to that really good ramen spot. obviously we got Fengsha.
Yeah, Fengsha.
Haley always needs her Fengsha.
What was that ramen place called? Like,
oh man, I can't. It's right next to Fengsha, like literally
doorway.
And the ramen is so like, it's really different. The broth is different because it's like a clear broth, and it comes with a shit ton of pork.
Yeah, there's one that comes with 13 slices of char siu.
Oh my god.
And then an egg and noodles, of course.
Guess what I got? That's what I got.
Yeah, that's what he got. And I got a char siu rice bowl.
Yeah. But, I mean, besides all that, it was just really good. And obviously, Fengsha was there. Oh, even later on, we ate at the yakitori place like the next day or something. Right
wasn't
next door.
Was it that night for dinner?
It was the same night? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it was the same day.
That was actually one of the best yakitori spots, I think, here that I've been to in, like, Southern California.
Yeah, it was the same night because I remember I was still full. But we didn't order as much as the first time we went.
Oh, you gotta get that pork belly all the time.
You like the chicken skin. Oh, but my favorite one is the chicken meatballs.
Of course. And you prefer it with cheese, which they don't have cheese. Yeah. It was only in, where, Japan when we had that?
Was it Japan? Yeah, Japan and Hawaii.
Yeah, so that's, yeah. And they did not have cheese on their meatballs.
It's fine. It's still tasty.
And, yeah, like I said, the chicken skin, oh my, oh my God. That shit is so good. Yeah. That and the, obviously the pork belly, because it's so simple. It's like, they just sprinkle maybe like a little bit of pepper and like a decent amount of salt, and it just brings out the flavor so much. We're going to be going Orange County because Haley has, like, again this weekend, because Haley has like a photo shoot.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
What do you mean all of a sudden? It was planned like a month ago.
And so now we have an excuse to go there. Oh, and we need to load up on this garlic bread thing I got
from Sun Mary,
which is also Happy Lemon, which has like the drinks, but their bakery, I think, is my favorite like Asian bakery in terms of, you know, like if you know 85C with all these different types of baked goods, like
other ones are like, what is it?
Like Asian pastries ish.
Tout le jus
and Paris baguette.
Yeah.
Sun Mary is another one. You know, where they have like savory pastries too, because like, you know, they have like the hot dog or sausages in like the croissant buns.
Yeah.
Or they have like the taro, like mochi bread, black sesame bread. Yeah. All these kinds of breads. And Sun Mary is my number one out of all the bakeries, like Asian bakeries.
Yeah, I really like it too.
And they had like this garlic bread thing that I've seen all over Instagram on like all these Asian food accounts that I follow. And I was like, oh my God, I could finally get it. She didn't even know what it was.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, so she didn't know what it was. We warmed it up in our air fryer. Oh, man. You should have seen her face after we had it.
Oh, it was so good. I should have bought, like, the four that were left.
Yeah, there's only four left. And then she's like, oh, why didn't you get all of it? We should have just bought all of it.
Right.
And
it tasted so good.
I didn't know it would taste this good. I imagined it.
In it, but it was, the cream cheese is kind of, like, sweet-ish.
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know what it, buttery, like, it's just amazing.
Creamy, yeah.
So, you know, we're stocking up on.
I hope they have it.
You're going to be like the Santa Claus of carbs on the way back. So hopefully they'll have it. We'll definitely grab some more since we're lucky enough to be going Orange County. Load up on that.
And then didn't we go Harumama as well?
Oh, shit. We went Harumama? I forgot.
We ate a lot of good food last
weekend. Actually, from Orange County, like we stayed like in Lake Forest area. It was like a... like with traffic, it was about over an hour going to hitting Oceanside.
Like 40 minutes.
And Oceanside is in San Diego, like San Diego County, and that's where one of the Harumamas was. And that's actually the only Harumamu that we never been to yet.
Yeah, they were super busy though, because because of like Valentine's Day weekend. And also,
it's sit down dining because they have it's like an outdoorish area, so we dined in over there, and it was, you know, I got that fat duck, fat duck ramen.
And I got the, what was it called again? The
Flying Pig.
The tonkatsu. And then they had these special character buns. The Puppy Love, it's called.
Oh, yeah, for Valentine's Day.
It's red velvet flavored cream cheese.
Cream cheese inside. So that, but I didn't really, it was okay.
I liked it.
I still liked, you know, the classic, like, bunny with the Nutella inside.
Oh, well, because you're biased. And then you always like Nutella with everything.
This is... Correct.
You would eat it on your ramen, probably.
I never thought of that, but wouldn't, you know, maybe a dessert ramen. I wouldn't maybe mine just to try it.
Sounds gross.
No, I'm open-minded, as long as there's no tuna. And Harumama was, this is going to be the first time I would say that I didn't enjoy it as much. And that's because there was so much stop-and-go traffic, and I'm getting old as F, and I kind of had a headache.
He gets motion sickness.
And I got motion sickness just from driving. It's the worst. I used to be able to ride all these crazy roller coasters and stuff back in high school and back, like, I think, like, college years. Even in elementary school, I was able to ride all these coasters.
Yeah, but then now he can't ride any of them because he has motion sickness, and I have to ride them by myself.
I need to, like, I need to drug myself up with Dramamine. Or, like, get someone to give me Zofran.
But does the Dramamine even help?
Not as much. And I need to take it earlier. Probably need to take, like, a double dose or something crazy.
So I always have to ride by myself.
And
sad.
But the leftovers were still good. The ramen.
Yeah, so we took it home.
Still good.
Ate it the next day.
The noodles get more fat because it absorbs like more of the broth from sitting really in good there. Still. But it was delicious.
Yeah.
So actually, we did a lot. Oh my
and
god,
then
we ate a lot.
Skating as well.
Oh yeah, we found a nice park. Haley did her skating. I was playing some basketball. Then I was forced to take videos of Haley skating, which is what I always end up doing when she skates in the park.
Yeah, I have to document my progress.
Document her progress, she says. Like she's going to be making a documentary or releasing this film, like a featured film.
No, like for memories. Like, oh, this is what I could do this many months ago and see if I got better or not.
Yes, that's her documentation. And yeah, and I just follow her and I use my longboard, a longboard skateboard, and I just follow her and I skate around following her.
Yes.
With her phone in my hand, recording everything, all the action. Trying to get those cool action angles and action shots.
Well, actually this weekend when I go photo shoot with my friend, she asked me to bring my roller skates.
Your Impala ones?
Yes. So she wants to do videos. So hopefully I don't eat it.
Yeah, hopefully. I'll just be on the side playing basketball. And that's pretty much it. Maybe get some ice cream from the ice cream man. Or whatever. Because I don't know. I don't know what people usually do. Because I wasn't asked to be in the photo shoot.
Yeah, it's only
I'm just kidding. I don't want to be in it anyway. But I think that... I mean, how long does that kind of stuff usually take? Is that like a couple hours, you think?
Maybe like an hour or two.
Are we going to be eating with her after?
I don't know.
I don't know what the hell happens during photo shoots. I'm not a model.
I'm not a model either.
I guess we could ask. Is she's from there?
Yeah, she lives around that area.
Maybe she also knows some good spots and we can add it to the list.
Yes.
Because we ate at so many, like, I can't believe it. Yeah, we had two different ramen places. A nice, like, izakaya, like, yakitori. And then, obviously, fengcha.
There's, like, other places we wanted to try, but then I get so full.
Another place Haley wanted to try is McDonald's. Her hunt for the Pokemon.
Aw, man, I gave up already. Like, after one day, I was like, fuck this.
Like, if you guys aren't familiar, there's, like, a thing with McDonald's has a...
Pokemon.
Has a Pokemon collaboration with their Happy Meals, for the kids. And, like, the box itself, the Happy Meal box, has, like, Pikachu. It looks like Pikachu.
All I wanted was the damn box.
Not even the card. So, a lot of adult scalpers, a bunch of assholes, have been buying all these local McDonald's, like, everywhere here. L.A., Orange County, every county in California. So, they could scalp the Pokemon cards. Trying to get... the rare holographic special ones and then, scalp and resell it on eBay or whatever other lucrative, shady places they sell it at. Mm. So, Haley has not been able to... All she wants is the box. She just wants the box, the Pikachu box, so she can take a picture with it.
And it sucks because I feel like McDonald's should have, like, only... Like, those people that buy it in bulk... To give them one Pikachu box and then the rest regular ones.
Here's the thing. McDonald's was really stupid in the first place because they didn't even have a limit in the when it released.
Yeah, they should have had like a two-box
limit. It should be a two-box limit, right. It definitely should have only been two-box limit
per order. Why are they letting
people
buy like 20?
You have no idea how mad and frustrated I get when I see all these people. Like I see posts on Facebook and Instagram of like, news stories where people
They're
are flexing their...
off. Yeah.
Freaking like 30 boxes of
what are they gonna
Pikachu
do with the food?
McDonald's
they
boxes.
They didn't even eat the food either.
Oh, I get so angry. I'm gonna punch them in the throat. Aww. Throat punch. And yeah, so I mean, Haley, we have not been lucky enough.
We only went to one McDonald's and
just,
then after that, I was
luck.
Like,
then
never
I
mind.
And we're like nice enough. We're like, we don't want to be like, I put an order for two Happy Meals. And they're like, oh, we don't have
the
Pikachu like cards. So we're like hoping maybe they had the boxes. And then when we got the order, it's not boxes. Like we should have asked them, but
I was like, that's fine.
We didn't want to like complain about it
because
we're like, whatever.
McDonald's anyway, so it still tasted good.
Bastards.
Their fries were really good.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know But me and Haley really love like soggy fries. Like soggy, greasy McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's the best. I don't like it when they're
I don't know how people
crunchy.
Like extra crispy.
Your
and like
sister does.
When you go, I know, because when she goes in and out, she gets it like double fried.
No, thanks.
I don't understand that. Should be illegal.
So,
I don't understand it.
Who likes soggy fries compared to the
Yeah, how about everyone out there? Like, do you guys like soggy fries? Like fast food soggy fries? Or do you like it like extra crispy, crunchy? And if you do, you guys are insane. Or maybe we're the insane ones.
I feel like a lot of people like soggy fries, actually.
I love it. I don't know what it just tastes so good.
Because it absorbs
all the bad stuff. Yeah. All the grease, the fat, and the sodium. Mm, that's why it tastes so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Haley's Happy Meal McDonald's Pikachu Adventure has failed.
Yeah, we only tried one. Then I was like, never mind.
We gave up
bother.
Hope. This is like...
Because they're sold out everywhere.
I don't understand it, too. They need to resupply it. You know what would make sense? McDonald's and Pokemon, if you're listening to this, you need to keep, you know, bringing out more supply. Because if there's a limited supply, it's going to make demand for all these scalpers.
Yeah,
so if you keep pushing out and, you know, have like a ton of these Pikachu boxes, a ton of these Pokemon cards. It's too late for that. This is the collateral damage fix. Is what they need to do is just make a shit ton more of everything. That way, the demand will be low because everyone will have a McDonald's box.
I think they limited it now.
Yeah, now, but it's too late. They limited it at the McDonald's we went to, but they had no more inventory. So what's the point of limiting it if you don't even have the supply that people are coming to buy and that's been limited for? Right? I mean, like, it makes no sense. Oh, okay. Happy thoughts. Ramen thoughts.
Yeah, and your rant.
And, yeah, I mean, like, it was fun, though. Orange County's, like, weather was really nice, too. Can't complain about that. And, like, aside from the San Diego, going to San Diego for that one dinner night, traffic, it's, like, no traffic at all.
Yeah.
Everywhere else. Going back home.
Mm-hmm.
And Tamago has eggs, so we had to come home early. That's why we came home early.
I don't think people know who
Tamago
is.
Tamago is Haley's bird.
We've never even mentioned them.
We have four birds. Yeah. Haley, you could talk about this then.
Well, I want this on like an actual video.
Just give them a brief thing then.
Well, okay, we have four cockatiels. Tamago is my baby. She laid four eggs, I think, the end of January. They're infertile, so she stimulated herself. And
yes, and she masturbated on one of the platform stair things. That's her baby daddy.
Yeah, so like she stimulates. So for females, if they stimulate or get stimulated, their body thinks like, oh, and then they start laying eggs. So she laid four eggs. They're infertile, but she still sits on it just because she has like that instinct. So I had to leave the eggs in there for 28 days during like that's the incubation period. But however,
fast forward to this past weekend.
So it's already so this past weekend it would have been like I think 2 weeks.
Here's the thing though, like she doesn't like she just sits on it the whole day unless she gets picked up or taken with Haley.
Yeah,
and she just like then she wouldn't poop.
Yeah, she
won't poop
so
at all.
So we put the bird camera on her. Like, because we separated her from the other three birds because we didn't want them to interrupt.
But then, like, the reason why we had that is because we were worried because Haley knows that she won't poop. And then you're not, like, if she doesn't poop, she's going to get sick and, you know, possibly have problems and die.
Yeah.
So that's why the only way she'll poop is if one of us, like, picks her up and then, like, then she feels comfortable enough to poop. So the reason why we had to come back early is because we noticed on the camera
she hadn't moved.
She hasn't really moved. She's just been on the egg. So obviously she hasn't pooped. She won't poop on the eggs for some reason.
Yeah.
She won't poop unless one of us is around and takes her out of the cage. So Haley was really worried that she didn't poop. Like even though like we're not checking the cameras 24/7, but so
I had a feeling she
had a feeling and
mommy
she was right.
Instincts.
She was right. She hasn't pooped at all. And oh my God.
When we got home, oh my goodness. So I took her out of the cage and then like I put her on our hardwood because I knew because there was no poop in the cage or anything. I was like, she has not pooped or ate or anything for 2 days.
And the hardwood by that she means like the hardwood on our hallway.
Yeah.
Because it's better than carpet.
In our bedroom.
It's better than carpet because it's going to absorb all that shit, like literally all that shit.
Yeah, so I took her out and she laid a big one. It was like literally double the size of her body.
This, I couldn't believe it. That was the grossest bird shit I've seen in my life.
It was like a liquid, like it was a faucet. It just kept going.
I don't even, it looks like when you drop like an egg on the floor.
Yeah.
And then for some reason it's green, like green eggs and ham.
Yeah.
And then it's just.
But she looked so
happy. Oh my God, it's huge.
She was so happy afterwards.
Yeah, she lost like half her weight because of all that shit. She shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, the main thing is that she was okay. And now it's like 2 weeks in and she's done with her eggs already. She's like, I'm done being
She's like
mom.
A teen mom because she's like how many years old?
6.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, I'm going to go out now. I'm going to go have fun.
Yeah.
Do my other things.
Well, thank goodness they're not fertile. So. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, because there's no way those if they were fertile, they would not hatch.
Yeah.
She like it. I remember she just like hung out, and it's like I felt the eggs when she wasn't around.
They're
like freezing. They're like freezing. They're like ice cubes. So, yep. That's why we came back early.
That's why we came back early.
That's our Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah, I was worried about her, but
yeah,
we made the right decision.
Yeah, thank God. I mean, if we came later, who knows?
Yeah.
So now we know, whenever she has eggs, can't be gone on long day, long weekends or...
2 days is probably max.
Right. Obviously, look at how much shit she had. She was like holding up as much as she could. She didn't even move. It was insane.
Yeah.
She's insane. My God.
Poor thing. Poor Tamago. Tamago. Laid tamagos.
Oh yeah, literally she laid tamagos and her name is Tamago.
Yeah.
Tamago means egg in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Disclaimer.
Yes.
Since Haley is not good at explaining.
I just assume that people know all this stuff already.
And I'm not assuming that you guys are dumb, or I'm just assuming that maybe there's people there who don't know.
There aren't.
So that's why I like adding extra information just in case you guys think we're crazy and saying random stuff. But that's not the case. Anyways, it's the middle of the week. It's actually going to be the new next weekend already coming up. So. Yeah. I'm ready to go finish editing our video for this coming week.
I feel like time just goes by so quickly. Like, I don't even know like how it's going to be the weekend already.
Yeah. So, anyway, with that, thank you guys for listening to us rant about our Valentine's Day weekend, all the food we always eat, and then tamagos shit.
Ending on a good note.
on a poop note. On a poop note. The grossest poop I've ever seen. Have you guys seen like chicken poop and like seagull poop? Just think of it like on like a bird, like a quarter of their size,
yeah, she's tiny.
And double the size of the poop. Double the size of those big birds poop, but the bird is a quarter of the size of the bird. It was insane.
Yeah.
Haley took a picture of a penny next to it while holding tamago and was sending it to everybody.
Yeah. I was like, here, look
Can you
at
imagine
her poop.
If you're on that? One of her friends and you got a text message and you're like, what the fuck is this?
I do like a disclaimer. I was like,
warning.
I was like, are you okay with seeing bird poop?
Explicit content.
They're like, yeah.
Who have you sent it to? Obviously I know Brittany, but who
I else? Sent it to Jurla and Chris and Yasmin.
What did they say?
He was like, holy shit, literally.
Yep.
Yeah.
And on that note, all right, thank you guys for joining us. We're going to have our next episode coming out in a few days.
Sunday.
So don't forget to check that out. Please follow, like, subscribe, rate, do your thing. Help us out. And if you like listening to us, and also you can always hit us up, animalchiesla@gmail.com. So thank you guys again, wherever you are in the globe. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.